Mac here on Sportsline on WBAL and WBAL.com. You can reach us on the AT&T text hotline at 88509 if you want to weigh in on this conversation as we continue with Baltimore Sun columnist and BAL contributor Peter Schmuck. And Peter, one final note on this, and thinking back to 1989, and truly, it's one of the great speeches I've ever heard, and I think there's some important lessons to be learned there. I find it interesting Bud Selig himself didn't get in front of a camera yesterday. It kind of maybe goes to some of his feelings of maybe being self-conscious and all the things he's been accused of over the years by people who don't like him, of being a buffoon, not looking the part. And you think about Bart Giamani and what he said about Rose, that this is a guy who disgraced the game, and he must now live with the consequence of those actions, to paraphrase. And it was so eloquent in how he said, I'm watching A-Rod yesterday in this pregame presser, having no sense at all about anything he could have possibly have done wrong in his life. It's always about how hard this has been for him, how tough it has been for his family. You tell Sports Illustrated, they still want to be a role model. Oh, he's got two little girls. And when you really think about Braun and A-Rod and Clemens, the lesson here is these are not the hangers on, the 4A guys trying to make 1 year salary in Major League Baseball. These are guys who had won. They'd already won. They likely were going to the Hall of Fame. And even if A-Rod used drugs his whole life to get to where he is now, he'd still have signed two separate $200+ million contracts. He could have walked away, faded into the night with all that money, but he could not help himself.
Yeah, there's something oddly sociopathic about all of this, that these guys can somehow look in the mirror the next morning. A-Rod is the best example right now. You look at him and you have no inkling, as you just said, that in his mind there's any remorse at all, that there's anything about this that he thinks he really did wrong. All he would say was, I'm a human being. Like, that lets you off the hook. I'm not suggesting that using steroids is on a par with any other, you know, horrible acts in our society. It's not. I'll even go so far as to say I separate the gambling from the steroids, because at least in the case of the steroids and the PEDs, the players are trying to get better, okay? And even though it's cheating, and even though I hate it and I want them to eradicate it from the sport, I don't think it's as bad as gambling, as the Black Sox scandal, as that kind of game fixing and gambling. I don't think it's nearly as bad, because you may think I'm making a subtle differentiation, but at least these players intended to be better. They intended to help their teams win more. Obviously, their motivation may have been baser than that. It may have been money. But the fact is that it injured the integrity of the game on the basis that some people did it and some people didn't do it, which created an unlevel playing field. But from the individual standpoint, from the individual person, they can rationalize that they did it to be a better baseball player, to win more. That no one took steroids to try to lose. When you get into the gambling, a lot of times one of the issue with gambling is that in order to make money, you got to lose. You got to throw a game, and that's another whole nother level.
It is. That's the original sin in pro sports in America. Internal gambling from those involved with the sport, and it has to be a zero tolerance policy. I'm not sure if everyone really gets that. It has to be that way. And maybe you could speak to this more than I could, Peter, but I believe that Giamani's ruling on Pete Rose was so strong that, I mean, I've never heard a whisper of internal gambling in my life covering professional sports.
No, and you know, I knew Bart Giamani. I did one of the last one-on-one interviews with him in 89, and he was a very neat guy. He was a very brilliant guy. Sadly, he was a man of his time, a guy who liked a martini and smoked like a stack, and he paid a price for that because his health was not that good, as obviously. But he was a hugely principled guy, and this was something he had to do, and the strain of having to do it. This wasn't something he did easily. Mm. I fully believe the strain of the Pete Rose situation impacted his death, had an effect on his health. But the fact is he was a hugely principled guy and went about it, in a hugely principled way. I applaud Bud Selig for what he has done over the last few years. I frankly thought that the Mitchell report was a mistake at the time, because I thought he dragged the sport through the mud unnecessarily. All the things that came out were pretty much already known, and they weren't going to have any consequences based on them. But this, what he's done yesterday, I don't think it's enough. I think he should have been even stronger, but they have to do what they can do also And it is a complex thing. It's easy enough for us to say, and I applaud Nick Markakis for his comments to Baltimore.
Me too.
In this morning's paper saying, guys, one strike and you're out. I don't actually believe in one strike and you're out, only because there's too much of an opportunity for a mistake or an opportunity for someone who wants someone else out of the game to do something that caused them to test positive. I think it has to be at a level like with A-Rod, where you have this big investigation and you have all this evidence that he not only took the stuff but probably tried to or allegedly tried to interfere with the investigation. I think it has to get to that level, because it's just you can't write off a guy's whole career and whole life when there's still the possibility that he got spiked by another player or that he got something accidentally. Those things are possible. So I'm not a one strike and you're out guy, but I am a one strike and you're never signing a long-term contract again. I am a one strike and you got to give back the signing bonus, because you have to take the incentive out of this and create a disincentive to do it.
Peter Schmuck, thank you so much. We'll catch up soon. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brett.